shortly after Israeli army special force stormed the Jenin refugee camp for a manhunt of three Islamic Jihad operatives, a gun battle ensued. Israeli army killed 9 Palestinians, including a 60-year-old woman, and injured 30 other Palestinians, including teen boys, according to medical sources. Dr. Wissam Bakr is director of Jenin's government-run hospital, says Israeli forces shot tear gas at the hospital's children's pediatric ward.
They had shot tear gas grenades towards the hospital, especially the pediatric department. We were able to transfer pediatric patients to a safer part of the hospital. Yet, as people gathered around the hospital, a young man was shot dead in the head. Another child beside him was shot wounded in the eye. The injured at the hospital have wounds, critical wounds in the abdomen, the head, and the arteries. We had to bring some more medical staff from other hospitals nearby.
Local Palestinian sources in Jenin say the army force opened fire on a home, killing 3 men inside, while heavy army vehicles crushed several parked cars. Amr Manasra is a local journalist based in Jenin.
What happened in Jenin is similar to what had happened during the Israeli invasion of the city back in 2002, when the army shelled the area. Indeed, this is a large-scale invasion.
The Palestinian Authority and other Arab countries, including Qatar and Jordan, condemned the Israeli raid on Jenin. The PA called on the international community to curb Israeli attacks on the Palestinian population and the West Bank. The Islamic Jihad group's leader, Ziad al-Nakhala, says that Palestinian resistance of the occupation will continue and that a response is upcoming. The Islamist Hamas party echoed a same reaction. Tariq Salmi is a spokesperson for the Islamic Jihad group in Gaza.
Yes, we are about to go for an all-out confrontation against the occupation unless the occupation halts all its actions against the Palestinian people. The occupation will be solely responsible for such a confrontation.
Last month, a far-right Israeli government came to power. This government has decided to give priority to settlement activities, which Washington describes as an obstacle to peace. The far-right government has also taken a series of punitive measures against the Palestinian Authority after it requested the International Court of Justice for an opinion on the Israeli occupation of Palestinian lands. Meanwhile, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is scheduled to visit Israel, Palestinian territories, Egypt, and Jordan. Among the issues to be discussed by Blinken is Washington's long-envisioned two-state solution for both Israel and Palestinians. For Pacifica Radio, KPFA, I am Rami Al-Mighari in Gaza.